still an awful lot to play for.
Yeah, I suppose we're unbeaten, Tom, and everything's in our own hands at the minute. But if points slide away and Letterkenny against Roscommon, we had 5 or 6 up in the second half, you know, and then lucky to hang on, but felt we probably could have won that game with a better team on the day. So still in our own hands, Tom. 2 victories gets us to a Nicky record final. So once in your own hand, you've only yourself to blame if you don't qualify, you know. So all they play for from here on.
And in Warwickshire this weekend, taking on Warwickshire in Birmingham, on paper at least it should be easy. They're kind of the whipping boys in this championship so far, aren't they?
Yeah, they've been struggling, look, and teams are putting up high scores against them, Tom. I suppose if the same personnel there, we'll be hot favourites. You just don't know when you go over there who they can bring in or what element surprise they can land on you. So they definitely will be hot favourites going on there, Tom, and if bar they get 5 or 6 new players in from the team that's been playing week in, week out, we should have enough, Tom, but we've been there before against Warwickshire, we were hot favourites and they turned us over, so we'll be not taking them lightly, Tom, but I think if we put a solid performance in, it should be enough for us, you know.
And are you going with a strong team?
Yeah, we are, Tom. Everybody's going, you know, so we're not taking it lightly at all, and the injury front's not too bad. Just Bernard Lafley still struggling and out for another couple of weeks, Tom. If you got to final, he might be available, but apart from that, everybody else is clean bill of health, you know.
Yeah. The one thing that's been very noticeable is the other teams, and especially Roscommon, obviously, and Tyrone, who are in that three horse race for the two positions, have put up big scores against Warwickshire. Is that your objective?
Yeah, well, the first objective is to win the game, Tom, and then if it opens up, BA surely we'll be trying to get the score difference up. But the main thing is getting 2 points on the board, which leads us in the last day that we play Tyrone. If we won, we'll be in a final, you know. So there's definitely high scores. Even Fermanagh beat them by a big margin the last day out. So look, first and foremost, it'll be 2 points we'll be clinging, and then if it arises for us, we'll try to put the scores on the board then, you know.
And of course, obviously, the other big game this weekend is Roscommon and Tyrone and Dr. Hyde Park. That's a huge game for both of those.
It is, Tom, and I said at the start, it's probably the most competitive Nicky record in a long time, and you take Tyrone's up to Division 2B now after 1-3A, and Roscommon's been Crusty Ring hurling since 2016-17, and it's the first year down, so and then ourselves for Nicky Racket Champions a couple of years ago, so look, it's very, very competitive, and I think any of them 3 teams from here on could win it, you know, and we're all capable of beating one another, so a very interesting result will come out of Hyde Park on Saturday, and we'll be keeping a close eye on it, you know.
You go to Tyrone next weekend, obviously, as well, so that's certainly that the result in Roscommon could determine how difficult or how easy that's going to be.
Yeah, well, if Tyrone won, they'll be in the Nicky Racket final, but in saying that, I think that they'll still put a formidable force up to us, that they'll not want to get beat through the group stages at all, Tom, so I think if it's going to go down possibly next week, next week's going to be like a Nicky Racket semi-final, really, considering we get out of Warwickshire with 2 points. So a big 2 weeks for us, Tom, now. Get over and get back from England, hopefully injury-free, and prepare probably for a Nicky Racket semi-final next week away to Tyrone, which is repeated last year, and we all know that Tyrone turned us over on the day, you know, and they're actually stronger this year. They've a few new boys in, and that management team has them 2 seasons now. So I think they're well prepared, Tom. They're unbeaten so far this year, and Tyrone's going to be a formidable force, especially if they get out of Roscommon unbeaten, you know.
For you, as you say, Saturday is an important thing to win the game and maybe put up a big score.
Yeah, so no, 2 points is the main thing, Tom. That keeps your own hands state, don't we? We don't know what Warwickshire team's going to take the field, so we'll be keeping our own house in order, and we have a strong team travelling over, so if the scores arise, it surely will be going for scores, but first and foremost, get the 2 points, and that keeps the ring alive for Saturday week, you know.